Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf hey. And we're starting on the bottom of, not the bottom, we're starting top of hey, Omer Aleph, top line, Omer Rav. What our Gemara is telling us now is the halacha of Pirsumei Nisa, that it's advisable, if at all possible, to have a minyan at the time of laying the Megillah. It's not an absolute requirement, but it is a meritorious thing to add to the chavivis mitzvah for the pirsum hanes. As the Gemara says, Omer Rav, Megillah bezmana koyin oisa afilu biyochid, shloi bezmana biyasara. If you're laying the Megillah bezmana, in other words, on the regular day that you're supposed to lay it, or you dalid for the ayoris gedoylois, or on tesvov for the koymois hamukafis choyma, the krachim mukafis choyma, then says Rav, you don't even need a minyan. However, shloi bezmana, such as the kfarim who are makdim liyoy maknisa, that's not the real bona fide Purim. It's an allowance that the chum allowed them to go and lain a couple of days earlier. But since it's not the real Purim, nobody feels Purim dik, and that's why you should have a minyan for pirsumei nisa. Why isn't it essential to have a minyan on Purim itself? Says Rashi, because since everybody in Klal Yisrael is laning the Megillah, whether they're laning with the minyan or without a minyan, but wherever you are that you're laning, that's the Pirsum Anes. However, on the Kfar Maktim Liyoy Maknisa, they're only isolated individuals here and there who are laning. It's not Klal Yisrael is laning, and then you have to have a whole minyan for Pirsum Anes. As they zog to Rav, Rabasi Yomar, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shaloi Bizmana Ba'asora. Even Bizmana, you should also have 10 because of the Inyan of Pirsum Anes. And Rashi quickly points out that when Rabasi says that you should have a minion, he doesn't mean that Chas Shalom, if you don't have a minion, don't lane. Avad, you should lane. But nevertheless, there is a greater Inyan in Pirsum Anes, so that's the it's halachat chilam at the mahadrim in a mahadrim. But if you don't have, then lane without a minyan. So now the Gemara tells us is a machloikis between Rav and Ravasi bizmana whether you need a minyan. Have uvda, there was a story v'choshli Rav lehod Ravasi where it was Purim itself, and Rav said let's make sure we have a minyan, even though Rav l'shitosi holds you don't need a minyan. But he was chosh lehod Ravasi and said, let's make sure we have a minyan. They made sure they got the WhatsApps up and the chats, with the emails, with the texts, to make sure that everybody would join, would have a minyan. Does Rav even require a minyan b'chlal, even shloi bezmana? Purim shecholi yoyis b'Shabbos. What happens if Purim falls out on Shabbos? Says Rav, Erev Shabbos Zmanam. Erev Shabbos is the Zman. Now these words seem to be strange. We just said now that Purim fell out on Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos Zmanam. Erev Shabbos Zmanam. But Shabbos Zmanam. The real bona fide time of Purim is on Shabbos. What are you telling me that Friday is Shabbos? Elav Hachikoma. Presumably what Rav meant to say is that Shalei Bezmanam Kizmanom, that as a result of the fact that we are pushing advancing the Kriyas HaMegillah from Shabbos to Friday, so then Friday has the same status as Shabbos, and that is Elav Hochik Omar Shloi Bizmanom Kizmanom Mazmanom Afilu Biyachid. Just like I Rav said a moment ago that on Purim itself you don't need a minyan, af shloi bezmanam afilu biyachid, that even when it's shloi bezmanam, even a yachid is sufficient. In other words, what was the kavana of Rav when he announced, okay, Rabbi Yisai, since we can't lay the Megillah tomorrow on Shabbos, today, Friday, is the Zman Purim. It's not the Zman Purim, the real Zman Purim is tomorrow. So what was the purpose in saying that today is Manam? Must mean that he meant to say that just like every year, whenever we lay on Purim, we don't insist on finding a minyan. So now too, Shalei Bezman, you don't, also don't need a minyan. But Rav said at the top of the Omud that Shalei Bezman Basara, that he agrees with Rav Asi that you have to have a minyan Shalei Bezman. So what's the Kavanah? Zokti Yomara Loi. Le'inyin Mikra Megillah Ba'asara. Loi Le'inyin Mikra Megillah Ba'asara. We're not talking about when Rav said that Erev Shabbos is Manam, he's not trying to emphasize and to say you don't need a minyan. Rav holds that Shavuot is Manam, you need a minyan. Elamai Erev Shabbos Manam, Lafukim in the Rebbe, that comes to exclude Rebbe Shita of yesterday that we had on the bottom of the Umud Beis, the Omar. Hoyu V'nidcha Yoris Mim Koiman. Remember, Rebbe said that although typically every single year the Ayorois Gedoilois lain bismanam on Yudalid, it's only the Kfarim people that are makdim liyoim haknisa. Rebbe said, what happens if Purim falls out on Shabbos? So the Ayorois Gedoilish should be laning on Shabbos, but they can't lane on Shabbos because of Gzeder Deraba Shema. Maybe he's going to go and Yavirenu Arba Amis Bishus Harabim. So you have to be Makdim. So normally you'd say be Makdim until Friday. Said Rabbi, no. If the Yoris Mekoimais are Nidchem Mekoimam, if you are pushing them off from Shabbos to an earlier day, you know what? Let them join the Kfarim people, and both the Kfarim and the Yoris Gedoyle should lane on Thursday. That's what Rebbe said yesterday in the Gemara. Zok yet, Rav, I respectfully disagree. Yeah, Yoris are going to lane on Friday, not on Thursday. Hakamash Malon, the Erev Shabbos Manamu. That's what he was saying is, we do not paskin like Rebbe, but rather we paskin the Yoris Gedoilis lane on Erev Shabbos. We advance them one day, but we don't advance them 2 days. It's not that Rav is arguing with Rebbe. Rav, after all, is an Amoira. Yes, on occasion the Gemara will say Rav Tanuhu Balik, but that's kind of a court of last resort. But there is a machloikis legabi this din. If you go back to the Umid Beis of yesterday, go to the third wide line down below. V'hatanya cholios b'Shabbos. If Purim falls out in Shabbos, kvar makdim liyom haknisa, kvar and go back to Thursday. V'yoris kedoy this kohen b'erev Shabbos on Friday. It's Rebbe Omer, Omer ani hoyil v'nidcha yoris mem koimon yidcha liyom haknisa. So now Rav says, I have a machlokes. How do I paskin? I paskin like the Tana Kama, that the Yoris Gedoilis are on Friday, and I reject the halacha of Rebbe, that Rebbe said, let them go all the way to Thursday. So bottom line is, since he's saying Erev Shabbos Manam, that has nothing to do with whether you need a minyan or don't need a minyan, so therefore it has nothing to do with the machlokes we had before between Rav and Ravasi. You have a question?
Yes.
Yes.
So the whole issue here is, it starts off that whether or not you're reading the Megillah at the designated time, or you made a change. If you made a change, whether or not you need a minyan.
Everybody agrees that if you made a change prior to the regular time, then you have to have a minyan. Both Rav and
the reason for that?
The reason is that there should be a piersum hanes. If you or I were to go and lay Megillah today, people would say, oh, very nice, very beautiful, but you guys are nuts. It's not Purim today. Why are you laying Megillah today? So if you go and lay the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, people would presumably also say, hey, these guys are strange guys.
But wouldn't Pearson Manes also be applicable to the designated day?
So the designated day, everybody knows is Purim. Everybody is carrying the Megillah in their hands. Everybody is schlepping around their Shlachmanis, the Matanis Lev Yoinim. Everybody's going to Shul. I mean, there's a festive Purim atmosphere, even if you don't do anything. Rashi just describes, if you look at the Rashi at the top, Bizmana, top line of Rashi. Bizmana biyudalit, that's the real day of Purim. Metoich shehi choyva bayoim, since it's required, it's mandatory that people lay in Megillah today, al kol yochid v'yochid, is koyin oisa afilu biyochid, even a yochid kalein on his own, dehakul koyin boy. Everybody knows today is Purim, just go out in the streets and see how people are dressed, see how people are going to shul, carrying Megillahs, etc. They can pierce some nests, there's already plenty of pierce some nests, even if you're on your own. But shaloi bizmana, kigoyin, Kfarim Hamakdim Liyom Aknisa. So that's the Monday before. In Koinoisel Asara to be in Pirsam Nisa. You need that. People should realize these are not just strange individuals who are uniquely going and laning the Megillah, but rather for them they are Mekayim the mitzvahs Kriyas Megillah today, because for them it's like a shtik Purim She wanted to be mefaris and minas.
So that would mean when you turn your machdim it, you do need it. Halacha lemaisa would imply that when you're machdim it, you would need a sar.
You don't mean halacha lemaisa on the hilchos being machdim liyam
kenisa. No, I'm talking about reading with the ten. In other words, you're not reading it in its proper time because of Shabbos.
So you're talking about if it happens, let's say, on Friday.
Right.
Whether or not you need a minyan then.
Right.
Mar Gemara's mashma that you would not need a minyan according to Rav, because Rav only needs a minyan if it's a shloi bezmana of Yom HaKnisa, like a Monday or Thursday before, which is not Purim at all. However, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, and now we're all fulfilling and observing Purim on Friday, so it's Friday becomes now Zmana, becomes like the new Shabbos, like the new Purim, so even though technically it's Yud Gimel, as the status of Yudalid, just like Yudalid, you wouldn't need a minyan, and today you also wouldn't need a minyan. But if you mark from Yom HaKnisa, that's a different story, then you would have to have a minyan, according to Rav, and according to Rav Asi, you always need a minyan, even on Purim, and Rav was Chosh Lei Lohod Rav Asi, Lechat Chila, get together a minyan, if at all possible. Jok the Mishnah Vayter. We described at some, over the last 2-3 days, we've been going and repeating once again a Yoris Kedoylis, Yoris Kedoylis, as opposed to Kfarim. Kfarim means townspeople, village people. A Yoris Kedoylis means city people. So at what point do you stop saying that they're towns and city and villages, and now they are upgraded to cities? So I would normally think, hey, it depends on the number of people. Here you got 3 people, you got 100 people. Is that the case? Says the Mishnah, no, you know the determining factor is whether you have asara batlan. So the Mishnah, easy here, ir gedoyle, what's the definition, ir gedoyle, kosh yesh ba asara batlan. What are asara batlan? Asara batlanim are 10 people who do not go to offices, do not go to the fields to work, but their entire day they stay in the shul. The reason why they're staying in shul the whole day, says Rashi, is to ensure that there is a minyan at any time. When people are coming to Dami Shachris, they shouldn't be noivis that there are only 8 or 9 people. There should always be a minyan. And the same thing for Mincha and for Marv. Now Rashi doesn't tell us what they do. The Ran and other Rishonim tell us that what did they do in shul? They sat and they learned, like a koilel. And therefore, they were supported by the community. Rashi says, "Nizoinim mishal tzibur." We're not talking about unemployable people that are totally useless. Chas v'shalom, nobody's useless, but people that have no normal social value because of the fact they cannot do any work. We're talking about people are very valuable and they have agreed willingly to stop doing work, but to be available at all times for a minyan. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, so if you have an Ir Gdol, you can have a million people in the city. If there's no Asara Batlonim, it's not considered to be an Ir Gdolah. Pochus Mikan, if you don't have Asara Batlonim, Hare Zek Far. It is considered to be like a town, and therefore the din of Yom HaKnisa, that they can be makdim to the prior Monday or Thursday, applies to them.
So like a walled city, but still have the value of being a walled city, whether or not it has Asara Batlanim.
That's right. The walled city has a din of the 15th, because they don't have a din of Yom HaKnisa. Right. The reason for that is because, by definition, if you have a city that has walls around it, that means it's a very, very developed, sophisticated city. Because your average city doesn't have walls. If it has walls, presumably you have Asara Batlanim, presumably you have whatever you need. Anyway, back to the Mishnah. By these, we said, meaning by the Bnei HaKfarim, you can be makdim to earlier days, like the Monday and the Thursday before. But Rashi says it's also referring to something else. And that is that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't go and have the Ayoris Gedoilis laning on Sunday, but we're makdim. We're makdim either to Friday or to the Thursday before, like we discussed a moment ago, like Rebbe would go back to Yom HaKnisa. But even besides the Yom HaKnisa, Rashi says, there's Manam Shel Megillah, you are makdim if, for instance, Purim falls out on Shabbos, you don't go to, well, I can't lane on Shabbos, so we're going to lane tomorrow, but rather we lane the day before. It's not that you couldn't lane the day tomorrow, you could, because Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav. So theoretically, there's no reason why you couldn't lane the Megillah instead of Shabbos on Sunday. But Be'elu Oimrin, on our mitzvah of Purim and Kriyas Megillah. We said Makdim and V'loy Ma'acher. But the following, we are Ma'acher and we are not Makdim. What are the following? Avuzman Atze Kehan and V'om. We had that at the end of Masechtas Tanis. Those 9 special days for 9 special mishpachas that they have as a mini yontif because they were menadav the Eitzim at the time of the rebuilding of the second base of Yiddish. B'tishabav, Chas v'Shalom is Tishabav, and Rashi says the same thing applies to other Tanesim, were they to fall out on Shabbos. We don't go and say, let's be Maktim and have a fast earlier, but rather on Tishabav and Shivusa B'tamiz and Asura B'tayiviz, we go and say, fast the next day on Sunday. Chagiga, what's main Chagiga? We'll talk about the Shalmi Chagiga that everybody in Klal Yisrael has to bring on the occasion of the 3 Yom Tovim. That Shalmi Chagiga you bring on Yontif. But what happens if Yontif falls out on Shabbos? You don't bring the Shalmi Chagiga that day, you bring it the next day on Chol HaMoed. And the same thing is Vahakel. Hakel, as you know, is a very unusual mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that we have once in 7 years. After the Shemitah year is over, hopefully this will occur this year, Miyat Hashem, when Shemitah ends, then Sukkot begins, first Rosh Hashanah, but after that you have Sukkot, and then the first afternoon or evening of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, Gantz Klal Yisrael is supposed to get together in the Azorah, and the Melech goes and reads for the masses. And the masses include Anoshim, Noshim, Vitaf. What happens if the first day Chol HaMoed, when that laning of Hakel is supposed to take place, it turns out that it's Shabbos, so it's Nidche to the next day, to Sundays. In other words, the second day Chol HaMoed. So says our Mishnah, those are Ma'achar V'lei Makdimin, as opposed to our case, where the Kriyas HaMegillah, we advance, in all of them, we postpone. What's the reason why? The Gemara will tell us surely. And the mission continues. Even though we said legabi Purim that we are makdim, v'loy ma'achrim, mutarim behesbedu betanis umatanis lev yoinim. So let's take a case of Purim falls out l'moshul on Shabbos. Therefore, we don't go and lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. Rather, we're makdim and we lay in the Megillah on Friday, or according to Rebbe, on Thursday. Even though it's kamat like Purim, because we're laying the Megillah for everybody. It's not just Kfarim, everybody. Mutarim Hesped V'Tanis, you are allowed on those days to go and have a eulogy, a Hesped, and Tanis and Chas V'Shalom, if one needs to, one can make a Tanis. But for instance, if there's a Tzara, there's no rain, like we had back in Masechtes Tanis. So it's Mutar Hesped V'Tanis. And then it says, Matanis Lav Yoinim. Now, to say that it's Mutar B'Matanis Lav Yoinim, it's kind of a strange term. It's not, even though we've been Makdim Purim earlier to Friday or to Thursday, you know what? You could still give Matanis Lav Yoinim. You know, that's, you know, that, you don't need a heter for that. On Thursday, right. You don't need a heter to go and give Matanis Lav Yoinim. So we asked about that already at the tail end of yesterday's Omid Beis, and the Gemara said, Ey Nachanami, you should change the girsa. It's not Aval Bisha Omru, but it's rather Hoyl vi Omru. Because we said that you're supposed to lay in the Megillah, not on Shabbos, but on Friday, or on Thursday, because of that, you should go and give Matanis Lav Yoinim. And the reason why you should give Matanis Lav Yoinim at that time, said the Gemara, Mnesha Einayim shall Aniyim Nisuois the Mikra Megillah. The Aniyim's eyes are looking forward the whole year. As we all know, when it comes Purim, people are always very generous and very gracious, very charitable when it comes to Purim. So whole year people are waiting for that Purim. I can't wait to go and get some money. However, if Purim turns out to be on Shabbos, you got a big problem. So that's why if Purim falls on Shabbos, and we're laying the Megillah either on Friday or on the Thursday before, Zoktin Zermishna, not that it's Mutter Matanis Lav Yoinim, but rather that's the day you should give Matanis Lav Yoinim, the day that you are laying the Megillah.
What about the Suda?
The Suda, our Gemara doesn't discuss today. However, yesterday's Gemara, at the very top of the Amid, the Gemara said that even though we are Makdim for other purposes, Avosimcha Eina Neheges Alebizmana, says Rashi, Simcha Shomachal Mishta. So therefore, the Mishta of the Purim Suda would still take place on Shabbos and not on the Thursday or Friday before. But that's not today's Gemara. That was, well, in a sense, it is today's Gemara because it's the top five words in the Amid. But that was the tail end of yesterday's part. Getting back to our Mishnah, Om Rabbi Yehuda. We had this Rabbi Yehuda already yesterday or the day before. Ein Masai. When do you say the Maktim Liyamaknisa Mokim Shenichnasin B'Sheni UBaChamishi? You live in a kfar where the custom of the Bnei HaKfarim is to go into the larger cities on Mondays and Thursdays for purposes, said Rashi back in the Mishnah, of Mishpat. Because they had the Bati Dinim were open on Monday and Thursday, this would be a convenient day to go into town and go to the Beis Din in case, Chas V'Shalom, there is a dispute which has to be resolved. If you're in a kvar where people do not go in on Mondays and Thursdays, either because they have no disputes, or maybe there is no local Beis Din, or for whatever reason people don't go in Mondays and Thursdays, then in Koinais El Bezmana, then we don't have the special rabbinic allowance that you're allowed to go and lay on the Monday or Thursday before. The only reason why the allowance was given is because if you're going in anyway, no, you might as well go and lay in the Megillah that day. But if you don't normally go in anyway, so then they didn't give you that special dispensation to lay in earlier. Zokimar, we said in the Mishnah that every big ear gedoyla has to have asara batlonim. Where did the asara batlonim sit? Tana, in the price, asara batlonim, shiba beisa knesses. They stayed in the shul, and like we said before, Rashi explains, so that there should always be a minyan whenever you come for shachris or mincha marv. Says the Gemara, we quote from the Mishnah, Be'elu omra maktim aloi ma'achrin. Here, we are maktim, we're not ma'acher. My time, omra baba, omra shemul, omra krov, v'lo yavar. Shteitach and posik, v'lo yavar. If we look at the pasuk, Kimu v'kibla Yehuda maleim v'al zarem v'al kol anivu maleim v'lo yavar. V'lo yavar means we are makdim and we are not ma'acher. Until now, v'lo yavar, we learned in the first Mishnah, told us that you don't go beyond tezvav. You don't go to tezayin or yudzayin. But based on our Gemara and based on our Mishnah, the lo yavar even applies if Purim falls out on yudalit, so that you could theoretically lay on tezvav. The next day, no. If you're a Yudalit person, you're a Kfarim, or a Yoris Gedolis person, don't move it later, always move it earlier. If you got to move, advance it and not postpone it. Since we had Rabbi Abba Mishmuel tells us another halacha which is unrelated. How do you know that you don't go and count days for the years, but rather you count months for the years? What is this all about? So Rashi gives an example. What happens if a person says, I am not going to drink any wine for 1 year? The person, Chas V'Shalom, may have an addiction problem, so he takes upon himself a vow, I'm not going to drink wine for a year. Okay, so now when does a year end? The year might be theoretically 365 days. Or maybe it's the lunar year of 354 days. Or maybe it's a Shana Mubaris, and maybe therefore it would be 385 days, or 84 days, or what have you. So how do you measure a year? Says our Gemara, says Rav Abba Mishmuel, you only look at the months. So if, for instance, he made this neder on, let's say, Rish Chodesh Nisan, says Rashi, next year Rish Chodesh Nisan, makes no difference how long it took to get to Rish Chodesh Nisan. Next Rish Chodesh Nisan, your vow is ended. You only took upon yourself a koinim for a year. That year you measure from day of the month to the next day of the month, 12 months later. So today being, I believe, Yud Gimel Teves. So a year from now, Yud Gimel Teves, your shvua is off, you're done. But that's not 365 days, it's only 354 days. And in fact, this year it's going to be more because of the Shana Mubaris, because it's a leap year. I don't care. You just look at from the month to the month, the same day of the month. Therefore, you count months to the years, you don't count days to the years. That's what Rabbi Abba Omer Shmuel is telling us. Chadoshim atamoyna, viatamoyna, yomim lishana. Zogdim arabayitiv rabbanan de kisri. Mishum Rabbi Abba Omru, minayin she'in mechashvin sho'ois lachadoshim. So this is a parallel halacha. He's not arguing with Rav Abba Meshulam. He's just telling us another din, that when it comes to months, you only count days and you don't count hours. Shnemer ad chodesh yomim yomat mechashim lechadoshim yomat mechashim shoyis lechadoshim. And Rashi gives a different example for this. You could have given the same example that you took upon yourself not to drink wine for a month, but rather Rashi says, what happens if chas v'shalom a person says to his wife, "I'm going away on a trip, and you never know whether I'm going to be back or not." Especially in the good old days when, unfortunately, there were pirates and it was dangerous if you're going on the high seas. You never know. So he said to his wife, "Here, I'm giving you a conditional get. I give you this get unless, and this get will be effective if I do not come back within this month." Within this month. Okay. So what does that mean? So says Rashi, what happens if 29 days of the month have already passed? Rashi doesn't go into whether or not this might be a chodesh mu'uber. So let's assume it's a 29-day month. At the end of 29 days, if he has not come back, it's now oirli yoim lamid. 29 days are over. The get is effective. A chacham could argue that we know that there is no such thing as a real 29-day month. The lunar cycle is really 29 and a half days. Not exactly precisely 29 and a half, but more or less 29 and a half. And that's why 6 months a year are 29-day months, and 6 months a year are 30-day months. You never have a Rosh Chodesh starting in the middle of the night or in the middle of the morning. It always starts from the same time, from Shkia Tesek Echovim, meaning that it's always either a 29-day month or 30-day month. So therefore, we keep on adding a half here or a half there. So what happens? The person returns to his wife. It's already Rosh Chodesh, but it's only an hour or two after the Zman. So he says, "I'm still within 29 and a half days. And therefore, the get was not Chal. Kamashman, the get is Chal because you go and count days to the month. You don't count hours to the month. So once 29 days pass, it's over. And this marriage is unfortunately over. Because you're not Mechashiv, Shoyis Lechadosh. Back to the Mishnah. What's the reason why? Since Tisha B'Av unfortunately commemorates terrible Puranis, terrible punishments that we incurred by Klal Yisrael, you don't want to be makdim a bad day. You rather push it off as long as possible. So if Tisha B'Av were to fall out on Shabbos, it's nidche to Sunday. The reason why, if on the first day of the Yontif falls out on Shabbos, where you cannot bring the Karbin Shalmi Chagiga, you bring it on Sunday, you don't bring it on Friday. You know why? Because it's a Yontif Dika Karbin. You can only, just like we don't go and shuck a lulav and esrog, if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you don't go and shuck a lulav and esrog on Friday. It's not Yom Tov yet. People look at you as you're mad, you're crazy. You don't go and shuck for the first time on Chol HaMoed. Same thing is, you can't go and bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Erev Yom Tov, you can only bring it the next day on first day Chol HaMoed. And the same thing is Hakel. Since the mitzvah Hakel is the first day Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, if that first day Chol HaMoed comes out on Shabbos, now what's the reason why you can't get together Hakel on Shabbos? So Rashi says two reasons. One reason is, since you have to have Anoshim, the Noshim, the Taf, Taf, you can't go and bring them on Shabbos. By definition, Taf means even babies. You got to bring them into the Azara. How can you go bring babies to the Azara? It's Shabbos. That's number one. Number two, Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi that they would always manufacture a large bima on which the melech would sit, and he would be able to look down at the masses, and the masses would be able to look up to him as he's laying the Megillah, and you cannot go and build such a bima shel eitz on Shabbos. Let's go and build it from Erev Shabbos. Rashi says, the chikah le'azara. It's going to take up too much room in the Azara. After all, on Azara days, it's packed with people. Already at 10 o'clock in the morning, people already filing in. I say 10 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock at night, the night before Yom Tov, everybody's filing in to be able to go and be there and to bring Oilas Reich, Shalmei Chagiga. It's busy on Yom Tov. So therefore, we push it off to the next day. Anyway, what's the reason why we're not makdim haker? We shouldn't have katalim about this man chiyuv, because this man chiyuv didn't happen yet. You can't go in lane erev yontif, you got to go in lane the next day of Chol HaMoed. That's the pshat mit haker. Rashi says, although the Mishnah leaves it out, that the same thing also applies to the zman atzei kehanim, that there too, the zman has not happened yet. The days that they celebrate as their yontif, which we enumerated in Masechtas Tanis in the Mishnah, since the day didn't come yet, we don't start the festivities until the day, that day, or a later day if you have to go and push it off. Okay, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Now we have a braisa. Tana, chagiga, v'chol zman chagiga mi'achrin, the korban chagiga, and the zman chagiga we delay. So the Chagiga says, "Imar bishlam Chagiga, the mikla b'Shabbat, machrin la, lebas Shabbat." That we learned in the Mishnah. That's a double pashut. That the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, you don't bring your shami Chagiga on Shabbos, you bring it on Sunday. But el zman Chagiga mai? What does that mean? You push off the zman Chagiga? That doesn't seem to make sense. So the Gemara goes and gives three explanations. First explanation of Rabbi Yishei Hachikama, Chagiga b'Shabbos, the oiles re'iya filu b'yontiv, dizman Chagiga mi'achrin. What does he mean? Back in the previous Masechta, in, I believe, Masechta Sukkah, we had a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, legabi the din of the oiles re'iya and the shalmei Chagiga. Shalmei Chagiga, everybody agrees that you bring on yontiv, on Yontif, we're not talking about Shabbos. On Yontif, you bring the Shalmei Chagiga. There's only machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel where you do smicha on that carbon on Yontif itself. Where Beis Hillel says, of course, you have to go and do smicha. Takeif l'smicha shchita. Right before you shech the carbon on Yontif, you have to do the smicha. Beis Shammai says, I don't hold of takeif l'smicha shchita. I hold you can do the smicha the day before. So when Yontif comes, you're going to bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yontif. Yes, that's not a problem. But don't do the smicha on Yontif, do the smicha on Erev Yontif. What's the problem in doing smicha on Yontif? Because you're being mishtamish mebali chayim, which is osir midraban. So Beis Shammai says, since you can do the smicha the day before, don't violate the Rabban. Since Beis Hillel says, it's not a problem. You can go and do the smicha before because you have to do the smicha before. Take of the smicha shchita. So even though there's a rabbinic iser, well, number one, Barry will always remind us that there's ein shavus b'migdash. But number two, even if there's shavus b'migdash, the assay of having the smicha right before the shechita, that would be doicha, the rabbinic loises of being mishtamish v'balechai. Okay, so what does it have to do with us? So that's the gabi the chagiga. Now we're going to talk about the oilas re'iya. By oilas re'iya, there's machloek in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, if you can bring the oilas re'iya on yontif or not. Says Beis Shammai, you can only bring the oilas re'iya on Chol HaMoed. You cannot bring it on Yontif. Why? Manishtana, why are you allowed to go and bring the Shlomim on Yontif and you can't bring the oilas re'iya on Yontif? And the answer is very simple. Because the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to do Malacha on Yontif, except for Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Acha sheyochel lechol nefesh, hu levado ye'asa lochem. Something which is oichel nefesh, a person wants to eat, needs to eat on Yontif, you're allowed to go and do that on Yontif. So that's why you're allowed to go and cook and bake and even shecht on Yontif. And as we know, that's what all of our families do, that we do go and cook on Yontif. Not a problem. But you can only cook on Yontif if you're going to eat from it. So the problem is, Shalmei Chagiga, you're going to go and shecht because people are going to eat the Shalmei Chagiga on Yontif. That's not a problem. But Oiles Re'iyah, you're not allowed to eat because the Oiles Re'iyah is Kula Kol on the Mizbeach. Says Beis Shammai, you can't go and bring it. Beis Hillel said, no, you can bring it. A machlokes. Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Aha. Now, when would you bring the Oiles Re'iyah? You would bring it Bizman Chagiga. According to Beis Hillel, just like you bring the Chagiga on Yontif, you bring your Oiles Re'iyah on Yontif. So it's the same Zman as the Zman Chagiga. But according to Beis Shammai, no. The Chagiga you can go and bring on Yontif, but the Oiles Re'iyah that you want to bring Bizman Chagiga, no. That you have to be Ma'acher. You can't bring the Oiles Re'iyah on Yontif. So therefore, when you see the words Zman Chagiga, according to this first Pshat, don't have in mind Chagiga, have in mind Oilas Re'ia, and Aliba de Beis Shammai. So that's what the Gemara says. Omer of Oishi Hachik, Omer Chagiga B'Shabbos, a Chagiga you can go and bring on Shabbos, I'm sorry, a Chagiga when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, or Oilas Re'ia, which falls out on Yontif, a Philip Yontif, you have to be Ma'acher. Tis man chagiga ma'achrim. Mani, according to whom? Beishami, Zetnam, Beishami, Omrim, Mevi'in Shlom B'yond, Ve'ein Tzim Chanalem, Avaloi Oilois, don't bring Oilois Re'ia on Yantiv, or Beisil Omrim, Mevi'in Shlom, Ve'oilois V'soim Chanalem, you can bring an Oila even on Yantiv. So when the Bryce is said, be ma'achr, this man chagiga, he's talking about the Oilois Re'ia on Yantiv, which a normal chagiga you can bring, so it's a zman chagiga, but it's not a zman re'ia. They're from Achren, you have to bring the oilas re'ia the next day. Rava says, no, Rava Omar chagiga calls zman chagiga, ma'achren, tvei loy. That it's not that these are two separate halachas. Number one, chagiga ma'achren, and number two, zman chagiga ma'achren. No. Take out the vav in the braisa. Not tona chagiga v'chol zman chagiga, but rather chagiga calls man chagiga mi'achrin. How late can you bring your korban chagiga? I can't bring it if I didn't bring it on the first day of Yontif, because it was Shabbos. You can bring it on the second day, meaning on Chol HaMoed. And not only that, if it's Sukkot, you can bring it even all the way till Shmini Atzeres. So Rav Omar chagiga calls man chagiga mi'achrin. Tveiloi, but not beyond Yontif. Did not, like we learned. Mishlei chag beyond Tavarishin shel chag. Chag v'hoilich es kol haregel kulay v'yon tavachrin shel chag. You could even bring Yisham chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. Of a regel, but one Shmini Atzeres is passed for the chag and you didn't bring the Yisham chagiga. Ein echai b'achriyusei, it's already too late. Of Rizmanoi, batel karbanoi. So that's pshat number two. Pshat number three is Rav Ashi Amar. Chagiga v'chol zman chagiga me'achrin, v'afilu atzeres t'chad yoim me'achrin. What Rav Ashi is saying is, it's a little bit of an extension of what Rava was saying, that the chagiga that you can bring, which you cannot bring on Shabbos, and therefore you have to be me'acher, you can bring it for the entire yontif of Sukkis, but the parallel, for instance, if you have the same issue on Shavuos, where Shavuos falls out on Shabbos. So, how are you going to bring now your Shalmei Chagiga for Shavuos? You're going to bring it on Sunday. Shavuos is over on Sunday. You might not even be able to eat cheesecake anymore on Sunday. It's already over Zmanai. Ah, so halach is a din of Tashlumin. And Tashlumin tells you that you're allowed to go and bring the Karbin Chagiga, and according to Beishamai, the Karbin Oilas Re'ia, for a whole week after or including Atzeres. It's only for the Zman of Chag HaMatzis. You don't have 8 days, but you have 7 days that you can go and bring the Karm Chagiga. There's Chagiga, Chol Zman Chagiga, Ma'achar, Ma'afilu Atzeres, Tachad Yoyim Mi'achar. Now, Moidim, both B'Shambi, still agree, Shem Chol Atzeres, Liyos B'Shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, Yoyim Tavuach, Achar Shabbos, that you bring your Oilas Re'ia and Shalmi Chagiga on Sunday, and for that matter, for the entire week. And as we know, that's the makor for the very prevalent minig that one doesn't say tachnun for a whole week. Even the Mishnah Berurah says, "Betzas kehilos bekam mekoymes." The minig is not to go and say tachnun. And I remember one person who was listening to that Mishnah Berurah says, "Hey, find me one shul where they do say tachnun." This is a minig that everybody enjoys and everybody loves. And so therefore it's virtually universal. You don't say tachnun after Atzeres for a whole week. We discussed one time that there is a very unique Maharil Diskin, that Maharil Diskin says that the din of Tashlumin doesn't only apply to Karbonas, but even to the bracha of Shechiyonu. That if a person forgot to make Shechiyonu on the first night of Shavuos, and for that matter, here in Chutzlar, it's on the second night of Shavuos, you can continue saying Shechiyonu for a whole week after Yontif is over. Can you imagine? 3-4 days after Atzeres, you can continue saying Shechiyonu. We don't paskin like that, but Zoy Shteit in my little diskin. Zoki Mor Vaitim. Omre Blozer, Omre Rebbe. Omre Reb Chanina. Rebbe Nota Netia Bepurim. Reb Blozer is saying in the name of Reb Chanina that Rebbe had the following interesting minhagim. Meaning number one was that on Purim, he went and planted trees. That was number one. Number two, V'rachas b'kroyne shel tzipoyre b'shiva osim b'tamas. On Shiva osim b'tamas, when everybody is fasting, he went and he bathed b'kroyne shel tzipoyre. This is a machlokes what kroyne shel tzipoyre means. Rashi, the top, says kroyne means he did it in public. Doesn't mean chas v'shalom that he was undressed in public. In other words, there was a public bathhouse, and he went into the public bathhouse, and everybody passed by. Kroynois are wagons, so he was in the middle of, I wouldn't say Times Square, but in the middle of Chlais, a major thoroughfare, and everybody saw that Rebbe went to a bathhouse on Shiva Asr B'Tamas. That's the way Rashi learns. On the side, you have another pshat from the Mesoris HaShas, that Kroyna, he brings from the Oruch, the Kroyna means Mayim Noivim Vikarim. He didn't go and take a hot bath on Shiva Asr B'Tamas, he took a Lashon Kar. The word Kroyna is from Lashon Kar. He took a cold shower, a cold bath on Shiva Asr B'Tamas. So that's the second minhag. The third minhag is Ubikish Lakar Tisha B'Av. He wanted to go and be Oika Tisha B'Av. Flei Hoiduloi, and they did not agree. Now this that he wanted to be Oika Tisha B'Av sounds very, very strange. How can he be Oika Tisha B'Av? So the second Toisus says, Kasha hechisol kadaitach the haitana to Rebbe Hayoritza Laka Tishabav. And for Omrina, we have back in Mesechta Tanis, called Oichel Vishoys Batishabav, Eina Roya Benachmas, Shoy Yerushalayim, Chas Shalom. You'll never see the Nechom of Yerushalayim when the Mashiach comes. Voido, Ein Bezn Yochel, Labat de Vichaveroi, Elim King Godel Mimen of Chachm Minion. And therefore says, Toysef Yeshloimed Leirotzali Oikroi entirely. In other words, we know that on Tisha B'Av, besides the Isser of Achila, there's also an Isser of Rechitza and Tzicha, Ne'ilas HaSandal, Tasha Shamita, those other Chumrais he wanted to
we
be.
The night before.
What do you mean?
We start Tisha B'Av, we start Shia from the day before.
Correct. That he was not did not want to be Oiker. He only wanted to be Oiker those other Chumrais of the Isser Rechitza, etc. That's how Toisus learns. What about Ein Bezen Chaveiro Yilam Kin Gadol Heimenu? So on the side, there's a side comment to Hagob that Toisus says that the original Takona of Tisha B'Av was similar to the other Tanesim, only Isser Achila Ushtia, and the additional Chumras were only added on later on, so therefore you don't have the problem of the original Bezen Chaveiro Yilam Kin Gadol Heimenu Chachma Minyan. This was a later addition. Anyway, so that's what Rebbe wanted to do, but the Chacham didn't agree, and that's why we still have those Aniyim Ad Hayom. Now the Gemara says, Om Lefan of Reb Abba Bar Zavda. So when Reb Lozer said this in the name of Reb Chanina, Reb Abba Bar Zavda addressed Reb Lozer, and he told him, Rebbe, even the Gabi, this Tisha B'Av that you just said, it's not exactly the way you quoted it. Rather, Ella Tisha B'Av Shecholiyot B'Shabbos Abba. It was a Tisha B'Av that fell out on Shabbos. Udichanu liachra Shabbos, and therefore we pushed it off till Sunday. V'yomer Rebbe, ha'ilenevcha yidocha, since it's been pushed off, let's push it off further, which according to Rashi would sound, that Rashi who is silent on the issue, would sound like no Tisha B'Av at all this year. But according to Toisus, what he meant to say is, Avad on a regular Tisha B'Av, I wouldn't say we should go and be mekel all those other Isurim. But since Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, and it's Nidcha to Sunday, so then you know there's no Isser Rechitza and Tzicha and Tasha Shemita and Nidcha Sandal, etc. However, the Chacham did not agree. When Reb Lozer heard this from Reb Abba Bar Zavda, he was very pleased, and he said, Kori Alei, Toiv Mashnai Mena Echad. I'm so happy that I didn't just hear the first half from Reb Chanina on the Amid Beis, that he said he wanted Mavatl Tisha B'Av. I'm so happy to your addition of Abba Bar Zavda that you told me and that you clarified that we're only talking about in a Tisha B'Av Nidcha situation, not if it's a regular situation. How can you fathom that Rebbe would want to go and be Mekel in a regular Tisha B'Av? If it's a Nidcha, then I can understand. Frank Dimor, but what about those other minhagim? V'Rebbe hechinota netia b'Purim. He went and he planted trees on Purim. But Tanir of Yosef, simcho mishte v'yontif. If you look back in the Megillah has al kena Yehudim haprozim ayoishim ba'orei haprozis. Oisim esyem arba osel chodesh ador simcha umishte v'yontif. Now, what it means simcha mishte v'yontif? Simcha means malamich asurim behesped. You can't make a hesped Mishta Malamich Osir Bitanis can't make a fast day. Viyonta Malamich Osir Basiyas Malacha. And Rebbe is doing Malacha. How can Rebbe do Malacha? Shtetach in the Pasik Viyontif. El is looking more at Rebbe Bar Abesahab. Rebbe was like us, a Yudalid person. Vchinoka Bechamesa Nota. When he planted the tree, he didn't plant on the 14th, he planted on the 15th. No, 15th. No longer a Purim. It's a Shushan Purim. In Tveria, there are no heg like in Shushan. How are you telling me that Rebbe was a Yudalit person? At the time that we're talking about, Rebbe was in Tveria, he was a Tesvav person. She says, well, you're right, okay, so let's just reverse it. El Rebbe bar chameisahava, v'chinot bar beisahava. He planted it on Arbeisa, which is Erev Yontif. It's not on the Yontif of Purim for the Chameser people. So that's why he was allowed to do it. No. Who says it's so simple? Vachizkia, who lived in Tveria, Kari b'Tveria b'Arbeisa b'Chameser. Nisabkalei, imukefes chayim yoyosh yishu b'nun, he Eloi. In fact, Chizkia had a ganze sofik, and therefore Chizkia was machmer nilein 2 days. One on the 14th and one on the 15th. What exactly was the suffix vis-a-vis Tveria? So we'll see Mitchum on the bottom of the Omid. The Shaila will be whether Tveria is considered to be a Mukefes Choyma mi Mois Yeshua Benun. What's the Shaila? Because one side of Tveria is borders on the sea. And on that side there is no wall. On the rest of Tveria there was a wall at the time of Yeshua Benun. But on the side of the sea there is no, and there was no wall. Is that also considered to be Mukav Chaim or not? We'll see the discussion on the bottom of the Amid. So therefore, Chizkiah said, I gotta be Machmir both days, Yedalad and Tezvav. So, shouldn't Rebbe also have been Machmir, Yedalad and Tezvav? How did he go and plant trees on Yedalad? And for the one of the Chizkiah, Mesapkele, Rebbe Pshitolei. Chizkiah Tak had a Sofik, and he lay both days. Rebbe said, I know that Tveria has the status of a Muk of Choyma and lanes on the 15th, and the 14th is a regular work day, and therefore I can go and plant trees, not a problem. Freiti Mora, even if it's a Dover Poshit, that in Tveria it's only on the 15th and not on the 14th, Mishori, are you allowed to do work on the 14th? Voxim Megillas Tanis! That's the famous Megillas Tanis that we spoke about a few times in Masechtas Tanis, that there were those mini Yom Tovim that occurred, and the Chachamim compilated, put them all together in this Megillas Tanis, that those are days that you're not allowed to fast, and some of those days you're not allowed to even have a hespit. And what does it say, Megillas Tanis? It's Yom Abo Osar, V'yasim Chamisha Osar, Yomi Puraya, Inun Deloy Lemisbid Bahain. That's what's listed in Megillas Tanis. And the obvious question is, what do I need the Megillas Tanis to say that? Do I need the Megillas Tanis to go and tell me that you can't eat chametz on Pesach? Or that you blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Everybody knows that. Of course, the case of Rosh Hashanah and Pesach, that's Tiraisa. Purim is the Rabbanan. But fine, I don't need the Megillas Tanis to tell us about Purim. The Omer Rava, Loinitzcha Elesra Sholzeh Bezeh Beh Sholzeh Bezeh. You know why it's listed in the Megillas Tanis? To tell you, Es Yom Arba Aser, V'es Yom Chamisha Aser, that regardless of whether you're a Yedalit person or a Tesvav person, those 2 days you're not allowed to have either Hesped or Tanis. So you see that they work together. So L'choyer, the same thing should apply to Malacha as well. That if you're a Yudalit person, you can't do Malach on Tezvav. And if you're a Tezvav person, you can't do Malach on Yudalit. Says you want to know. The Megillas Tanis, Hanimil Behesbe Tanis. Behesbe Tanis, you're right, there's no difference whether you're Yudalit or Tezvav. Both days are awesome Behesbe Tanis. A Malacha, Yemechad, Besuloi. Legabi Malacha, there is no such din. Because after all, Megillas Tanis is not regulating or legislating or telling us the customs of Malacha, it's only telling us the dinam of Hesped Vitanis, and like the name implies, it's Megillas Tanis telling you Hilchas Tanis. Okay, Freiti Mora, Eini Varav Chazilu Gavrida Vekoshodi Kisna Bipuraya Vilatyo Vleitzomach Kisne. You're telling me you are allowed to do Malacha after all, because Megillas Tanis only tells us about Hesped V'Tanis, but not Legabi Malacha. And that's why Rebbe was able to go and do Malacha on Yedalit. Rav Chazilu Gavar, Rav saw that there was a person, Davikoshodi Kisna, that he was planting, he was spreading out Kisna seeds. Kisna is the same as flax. So he was throwing flax seeds on his field, Bipuraya, on Purim. Velatya, and he gave him a curse. And the curse was very effective, Vleitzamach Kisna. And in fact, the flax seed did not grow, presumably as a result of the curse. Anyway, what do I see from that? That you're not supposed to go and do malacha on the 2 days of Purim. So how did Revi go and do malacha? That's kasha nishka kasha. We're talking about, for instance, assuming that Rav lived in a place which was a Yudalit place, and there was everybody in that mokoim are Yudalit people, and someone on Yudalit planted on Yudalit. No, planting in Yudalit, that I understand. That's awesome. But here we're talking about from Tesvav to Yudalit, or Yudalit to Tesvav. That's a different story. Therefore, don't bring me a raif in that story of Rav. Rav Breid Rav Amar, I have a new teret. Even if you're talking about that, for instance, Rebbe, who lived in Tveria, he was allowed to plant even on Tesvav, even Biyoyme. Well, why? Because Hetzer the Tanis can be lo alayu, Malachal can be lo alayu. The Mir Korik Siv Simcha Mishtev Yontiv. For the Psayf Siv Lasis Oisim Yimei Mishtev Simcha. The two psukim in the Megillah, one pasuk we learned before, ends off Simcha Mishtev Yontiv, and we said what do those three words mean? Simcha means Malamit Shasir Behesbit, Mishtev Malamit Shasir Betanis. However, there's another pasuk in the Megillah, and there it says, and what did they do? They went to make from them Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Here it doesn't say Yemei Mishta V'Simcha V'Yontiv. Why did they leave out the word Yontiv? Yontiv like Sif, because there was no, the Issa Malacha was not accepted. In other words, in the draft legislation initially, they decided we should make it Simcha Mishtev Yontif. However, for some reason that Yontif fell out of the final draft. Either the Rabbanan felt that it was a little bit too heavy, or the Das HaKol was, we can't afford 2 days in a row, or even on the day of Yontif itself, and therefore Yontif, the Yontif of Purim, you are allowed to work after all. Oh, you're allowed to work. So why was Rav cursing that individual who worked on Yontif? You just told me that there is no Isser Malacha on Yontif. What the Gemara says is that there is no Isser Malacha on Purim. However, in many Makomos, they took upon themselves the custom, the minig, not to do Malacha that day. And Rav was concerned that this fellow is breaking the minhag kadosh of that town, that city, that community. And therefore Rav said, I better put a curse on it, otherwise there'll be a big pirtza, and all of a sudden everybody next year is going to be working their field. Says, if your Uncle Smith can work, why can't I work in the field? So therefore he had to go and put this curse on.
Once they take it on as a minhag, it becomes law.
And once you take it on, exactly, minig is kalocha, minig is kedin. However, where Rebbe went and planted on Yom Tif, on Purim, they didn't have that minik, so therefore everybody was free to do whatever they want. Those who want to go to work, those who want to stay home, stay home, etc. Even in the place of Rebbe, the minik was not to go and work on Purim. For Rebbe Natir Shul Simcha Nota, Rebbe wasn't just planting trees, he was planting a tree of Simcha! Kid it not, like we learned in the Mishnah. Back in Masechtas Tanis, Avru Elav Leinenu. What happens if the 13 Tanisim passed and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still didn't bring rain? Mematim, Mamasu, Matan, Bebinyan, Ubenetia, Peiris, Ubenisuin. So now we start decreasing the Masu Matan, the business, and Binyan and Netia, and marriages and Erisins. But Tani Allah, when we learned that Mishnah, the Brisa said that when you are Mamayit, Binyan u'Netiya, we're talking about a binyan shel simcha, netiya, netiya shel simcha. What's the definition of binyan and netiya shel simcha? Is a binyan shel simcha? Is a boyne beis chasnes l'bnoi? A person is marrying off his son instead of hiring a wedding hall where the wedding is going to take place. The person would go and add an addition to his house, or he'd build a new house, and he'd say, "My son, this is your house. Here's where the marriage will take place, and here's where you will reside. You can go and live here." So that was a binyushal semcha. That you're not allowed to do after the 13 taneisim, because everybody is supposed to be totally depressed, totally distressed, because of the fact that unfortunately we do not have rain. So that's prohibited. But to go and build a regular building, that you're allowed to, because that doesn't add any simcha. So here too, let's go to Netiyah Shel Simcha. Ezi Netiyah Shel Simcha is Netiyah Avorniki Shel Melachim. What exactly Avorniki Shel Melachim? Back in Masechtas Tanis, Rashi had two pshatim. Rashi here only brings one pshat, and that is Avorniki Shel Melachim, that was a very convenient place where the nobility, where the aristocracy, where the royalty would get together during the summer out in the garden under a very nice canopy, under a beautiful tree. This is the Avorniki tree. Avorniki tree was a tree that was very, very wide and provided a lot of shade. And therefore, people would go under that tree and they say, ah, finally a cool place. It's so hot outside. Under this Avorniki is so geschmack. And people would go and go and eat there and rest there. So it was a very geschmacka place. So that's called a Netiya Shel Simcha. That type of Netiya Shel Simcha is Asur post the 13 Taneisim. However, that is mutter on Purim. Why? Because it brings simcha. Oh, he's planting that tree. I can see it now. In a year or 2 years from now, I'll be able to sit. We'll be able to make a kiddush on Shabbos. We'll be able to go and serve chulent and kegel. Everybody's going to be so happy. So, as on the Tisha simcha, it's almost a mitzvah to go on. Not really, but the point is, it's not an iser malocha to go and plant such a happy tree on Purim.
So then are you allowed to plant an unhappy tree on Purim?
But the Gemara is saying you're not allowed to. Once in where Rebbe lived, the minig was not to do any malacha.
Right.
So a regular apple tree or a regular barren tree, you would not be able to go and plant. But this type of tree, a happy tree that you're allowed to, because that only adds to the joy and happiness of Purim.
But a malacha is a malacha.
You and I can agree and disagree. But this is what the Chacham said at the time, that even though the minhag was not to do malacha, but happy malachas you're allowed to do. Talking more about the gufa. We said before that Chizki Kori B'Tveria Barbeisa B'Chameser, and he was Mesapkalei, in B'Kafes Chameser Shemenon, Oy Lai. Freitim Amin Mesapkalei. Milton de Tveria, did he have such a shayla? B'Aksivishin Pasik. V'Ori Mivtzor Hatzidim, Tsar the Hamas Rakas the Kineris. This pasuk is identifying those cities. This is a pasuk in Yehoshua, and it's identifying those cities which are already miftzar, fortified cities. What means a fortified city? It means that it was mukefes chayma. One of the cities which is enumerated in this pasuk is none other than Rakas, the Kaimalon, and we have a Kabbalah Rakas Utveria. That Tveria has another pseudonym by the name of Rakas. We'll see Meir Tishem later in the Gemara how it got such an interesting name. Aibazoi, so then I see Tveri was an Ari Mivtzar, was Mekefes Chaymer from the times of Yehoshua. What is Chizkiyah's Shaila? I'll tell you why he has a suffix. Mishum dechad gisa shura de yamahavis. One side of the wall is not really a wall, it's the sea itself is the wall around Tveria. So in other words, Tveria, half of Tveria, three quarters of Tveria has a real brick wall or a stone wall, and one side doesn't have a wall, it has the sea which is protecting it. So what's the shaila? A sea is not a wall, a sea is water. So Timora the Sanya, because it says in the Pasik, Asher Loi Chaima, for Loi Shor Iger Saviv, Prat le Tveria, Sheyama Chaimasa. I'm sorry, I read these together. Ashali choyma v'loy shor iger. Stop. Saviv prat letveri yishayam v'chimasa. What is this all about? As we know, there's a special dinam relating to the batei orei choyma. What are the dinam of the batei orei choyma? The halacha is that if you sell a house within an ir choyma to somebody else, the person who sells has a right of redemption for up to a year. Within 1 year, he can go to the purchaser and say, I changed my mind. Please, I want to take my house back. And you pay back the money and you get it back. What is this based on? It's based on the Pasuk. The Ish ki yimkar beis moishev ir choyma v'hoise gu'ulosai. He can be goel atoim shnas mimkaroi until the end of the year. Vim lo yigoel ad malois leishon esmima. Then he loses it. V'koma bayis hasheh ba'ir asher leichoyma latzmisus. So now it says in the pasuk, Asher Loi Chaima. Says Gemara. First of all, it has to have an independent wall. V'loy shor igur. Rashi says shor igur means what happens if all the houses at the outskirts of that town or city all have to be connected one next to each other. They're all adjacent houses. They're all connected. There's no space in between. Ah, so I have a wall of houses. No, it's got to be a separate wall, not a wall made out of the houses at the ends of the city. And it says, Eshalechoyma, Soviv. Soviv means 360 degrees. It doesn't have a wall around the entire city, only half or three quarters. Yamachimasa. So Ibazoi, so I see very clearly that Tveri is not considered to be an Ore Choyma, so then Avad it should be a Yudalit place and not a Tesvav place. Everybody in your body Ore Choyma limisapkale. Avad, you're 100% right, the Gabi the Halacha, Bati Ore Choyma that we spoke about, the right of redemption, no question, Tveri is not a Bati Ore Choyma. Kikamisapkale in the Inyan Mikra Megillah. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is because if you look in the Megillah, it never mentions Mukefes Choyma. It only talks about the Alkein HaYehudim HaProzim HaYoshim Mi'orei HaProzois. The question is, how do you define the word Prozim? And Mamela, how do you figure out what means Umay Mukaf? Tchsivi Gavi Mikra Megillah, the Tchsivi goes on the Prozim. What does that mean, Prozim, that we have by Mikra Megillah? Mishun Dehani Migli Vahani Loi Migli is a Pshat. Prozim means that it's an open city that you can come in and you can see into the city because there is no wall. Vaninam Megalia. If you happen to be a boat or a ship and you're coming into Tveria, you can see the whole Tveria because it's open. Or maybe the reason is that this is a protected city and this is not protected. Vahanami Meganya. And when you have a sea, although it's not a wall, the sea on that side is also a great form of protection because your enemies cannot approach from the Yabasha; they can only come on the seas, and they might drown. They will drown on the high seas. That's why he has a shayla legabe the din of Mikra Megillah.
Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Legabe the Mikra Megillah, whether that's a din of Yadalit or whether it's a status of Bati Arachayma, the din of Tesvav. So since we spoke about the Shaila in Tveria, now we're going to talk about Hutzel. Rav Asi Kori Megillah beHutzel barbeiser ubechameiser. He in Hutzel he also leaned on the 14th or the 15th. Mesapkalei imukevus chaim he im loy. He wasn't sure how bad. In other words, Hutzel has a wall. It has a wall at the time that Rav Asi was living, but we don't know how ancient that wall was. From the times of Yeshua, not, and there was nobody around that was still around the times of Yeshua, so nobody knew for sure. So therefore, he laid them both the 14th and the 15th. Ikriyami Omer Vasi, another version.
Why would he have to lay on both the 14th and the 15th? Wouldn't it have been Yosei on the 14th if he laid it? But if it was the wrong day, then he did it in error?
If you make errors, what happens if you, by accident, on Shabbos, thought it was Friday, and you went around doing all of your business, and then on Sunday you kept Shabbos b'milua, you made Kiddush, and you went to davening, and you ate cholenten kigel, and you sang Zmiris, and you said Torah, all on your own. Would you mekayim the din of Shabbos?
No.
Avada, the person
right.
Is a shogig, an oinis, it's a bissel tzedrait, whatever it happens to be, but he's not mekayim the mitzvah. If you happen to be a tezvav person, for instance, today, everybody in Yerushalayim lanes on Tezvav. If you were to go and lane in Yerushalayim on the 14th day, people would think you're a little bit nuts. But regardless of what people think, you would not be yoitz of the mitzvah. You got to lane on the 15th. And the same thing applies. If you live here in New York, where the din of Purim is on the 14th, if you decide the 14th I can't because I have a cold or laryngitis, I can't lane, I can't come to shul, I'll lane on the 15th. It's very nice of you. Maybe you'll get a medal of honor, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah unless you do it on the proper day. So therefore, Rav Asi said, I don't know about Hutzel. Is it the 14th or the 15th? So I'd better go and lane on both days. Presumably, he did not make a bracha on either day because Safik bracha is lahak, but he laned on both days. That's according to the first version. There's an Ikadami, there's another version. Omravasi, Hai Hutzel, the base bin Yamin, Mukevus, Chaimi Moisheshua Benoni. I have a Kabbalah that this is Mukav Chaim Moisheshua, and therefore he only leaned on the 15th day, and he did not lane on the 14th day, according to that Ikadi Amri. And with this, we'll stop. Mitchum to be continued, the Daf tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai, Guten Shabbos, and Zatke Benj, and Zatke